away we go. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Midweek, it's Wednesday, October 21st. Here's all the good stuff from this morning's big radio show. Steve was driving in with one eye open, and he wasn't drunk for once. The hotline today, the topic, what movie describes your life? We've been tinkering around with that for a little while, so feel free to still contribute, even though the show's over now. Tom Petty had a birthday the other day, and a tribute show is happening for him very soon. Speaking of rockers that have passed away, Spencer Davis, it came out, died on Monday. So we paid tribute to him today with an interview we dug up from 2014, John's only chat with the man. Song stories today, we held the line in that. No pooping allowed, that's the new law in New York. We spun the wheel of WoW and, like I said, played that Spencer Davis chat we had with the man from 2014. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
This is, coming in this morning, Steve was saying he could barely see. I was, my drive in, it goes through hills. Right. So it's like I'm at the top of the hill. It's foggy as all hell. I get down to the bottom of the hill, or it could be the other way around. Right. And then everything's perfectly clear. Get back up to the top of the hill. Can't see a damn thing. It's brutal out there.
Of all days for this weather to be like this, I woke up and my left eye was basically exploded because I'm allergic to my own cat. And I was having
shouldn't use
reaction.
It as a pillow.
I just put my left contact lens in at 6:04.
Yeah, that's why Steve couldn't see.
I've been up for 2 hours. I drove in here in all that fog with one eye. And I have a choice of taking the turnpike or taking back roads, which one of the back roads is Lincoln Drive.
Oh, God, you took the turnpike, please.
I took Lincoln Drive because I didn't want tractor trailers flying by me with one eye.
You might crash, but it won't be fatal.
Of all days to have weather like this, I have one friggin' eye. Are you serious?
See, folks, aren't you glad we come to work early?
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question on the Hot Topics hotline this morning. Okay. All right? And if you haven't encountered this yet, it's a phone line we set up to just get some quick answers from you people about a particular topic. The number is 484-434-1313. And I'll ask you two first. And if you don't have it right now, think about it. We'll ask Cindy in a bit. But if your life was a movie, what movie would it be?
Oh, God. In my head, John Wick, but that's not a reality.
Right.
That's more of a fantasy.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think. It would obviously be something that has to do with parenting.
Parenthood. What about that one? The Steve Martin movie. You don't know it?
I don't know it.
No, I'm sorry.
I've heard of it.
You probably weren't born when it came out.
Then I think of the TV show Parenthood.
Ghost Dad. There it is. It's Halloween.
Ghost Dad?
Yeah. I'd have to sit and think. So let's come back to me. Yeah. Right. I'll have something.
I'd go with Almost Famous.
Ah, okay. That's a good one.
Like, I'm not the famous guy. I'm always around the famous people.
Sure.
But I'm not the famous guy.
You're interviewing them on the bus.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. In a cassette recorder.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In my bedroom. It's just me and Mick Jagger. All right. So what's it for you? If your life were a movie, what movie would it be? Call our line, 484-434-1313.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Eddie Vedder is going to be part of Friday night. There's this Tom Petty 70th birthday bash that's going on. Stevie Nicks, Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, Beck, The Lumineers, Chris Stapleton, Adam Sandler for some reason. Over a dozen more performers, and Mike Campbell and Ben Montrench are going to be there.
Where's this right? at? What's it on?
It's happening on TomPetty.com. They must be raising money somehow. I mean, you probably have to pay to see it. Because the proceeds from the stream will go towards charities, including Save Our Stages, Arts in Medicine, and Music Cares.
All right.
So if you want to watch this Friday night, as a matter of fact, as long as we're mentioning Tom Petty, all weekend long, we're going to be playing Tom Petty for you. I have lost my Tom Petty card.
Oh, no. Find that liner.
Well, it's a Tom Petty weekend.
Yeah.
We're giving away the box set. There's like 75 albums or 75 CDs part of this box set.
Oh my God.
If you get the Uber Super Duper Deluxe Edition.
Right. Well, thank you.
I'm actually pretty close to what this is giving away.
And you can go to, look, I'm missing a whole bunch of cards. And you can go to WMGK.com and get that 5-disc set.
Yeah.
That, you could just go to the contest page at WMGK.com and it's sitting right there for you.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We've got some sad news this morning, seeing that we're talking about celebrating Tom Petty's life. Later on this morning, we'll have to celebrate Spencer Davis's life. Spencer Davis passed away last night.
Oh, how old?
81.
Woo.
81, living on Catalina Island.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you remember when we did that quest?
Yes.
Because we were doing this bit, Steve,
before
you even joined the show, right, where we made up this list of all these people I never got to talk to.
All right.
And we went on this quest trying to find as many of them as we could. And one of them was Spencer Davis, who was like, you know what, let's dig that up.
Okay,
Later on this morning, we'll get to that. We'll get to Spencer Davis, the one and only interview that I ever got to do. And as long as we're talking about him.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Wheel of Wow coming up at 7:40 plus. We've got a hot topic out there. Did you figure out what your movie is yet?
Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah.
If your life...
I've got two wild animals that have no clue about anything. And I'm the one that's got to train them and wrangle them.
The question at hand this morning, if your life was a movie, what movie would it be? Call the Hot Topics line, 484-434-1313, and we're going to get a whole bunch of people and get them on the air. Did you come up with a movie yet?
Yeah.
Other than John Wick?
Yeah, Human Centipede.
Human Centipede?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's your life?
Never hung out with me on the weekends.
You are a
No, it's Beer Fest.
Show.
Everybody knows that.
Right. Beer Fest?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And mine is Almost Famous. All right,
yes.
So what's yours? 484-434-1313. Right now?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Steve Lukather, the guitarist from Toto, he's been on the air with us a bunch of times, and he really didn't have anything to do with writing Hold the Line, but he can recall exactly where he was the first time he heard it, and we figured, you know what? It's his birthday. Let him explain it.
I started playing that riff, the piano riff, and I started singing that phrase, which, having grown up watching people write rock and roll, I realized lyrics didn't always have to have total introspective meaning and stuff. I got hung on this riff and tried to come up with some nonsensical verse lyrics here and just tried to write something to groove. I wanted to write a heavy metal kind of song with an R&B groove underneath it. And it's nothing more than that.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We mentioned earlier that Spencer Davis has passed away at 81 years old, and we will celebrate his life at 8:10 this morning, because back in the day, we did a quest. We were trying to get a hold of rock stars we've never had on the air, and Spencer Davis was one of them, and what a great guest he was. So we'll rerun that for you at 8:10 this morning. 59 degrees outside right now. This is something everybody will be happy about. Well, if you travel to New York, I guess. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember standing on subway stations and always seeing those signs, no spitting. And I never realized that was like a big problem.
Spitting.
Right? Spitting, okay. Right? And, you know, and every once in a while when no one's looking, you would spit. You know, because that's, you know, you're a kid. That's
rebels.
I know. We were such rebels. Well, sanitary conditions have gotten so bad in New York City's subway system that they've had to update the rules from no spitting to no spitting or pooping.
Come
in
on.
Some way,
just
right?
Add to the sign.
Yeah,
save
that's
money.
It. Right? If you're caught peeing, spitting, or pooping, you could get a $100 fine. Right? This is definitely helping the pandemic. We're cleaning up.
Is there a poop patrol?
There probably is a poop patrol of
they
some
have
kind.
San Fran.
Right, you know, so oh boy. You know, when you live in a world where you have to put up a sign that says, no poop.
I need one of those signs for in here.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Right now? That's not the button.
Oh, jeez. Hold on. I know what you're
looking for. Okay, yeah, you look for that.
I mean,
I'll look for this.
We're preparing for rock and roll.
When was the last time we did this?
It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks. So in the meantime, Dave and I will.
Yes.
We'll have some candy corn.
Here I like you your new stalling tactic.
You like that? Like
Thank you.
There you go, some candy corn.
A lot of haters on our Instagram with that post corn. Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Hit the button.
Too bad.
A lot of corn haters.
Oh, right. I'm not going to hit the button now. I'm eating candy
hit the
corn.
Button.
All right.
I should just not put stuff in. just so that you have to keep shoving that stupid candy corn down your throat.
This is a good batch.
You caught me mid-kernel. I'm
good.
So,
you know what?
I'm
good.
Sorry.
You deserve it.
All right, the Wheel of Wow, it is back once again. We've had it off the air last week because of Tinkle Can, the week before that because of Eddie Van Halen passed away. But we got it back, and it is time to spin it once again. There are three listener picks on it. We'll start this morning with Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Said, FM from Steely Dan, Sugarloaf's Green Eyed Lady, Sniff and the Tears, and Driver's Seat, another listener pick. Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind, that's been up there for a long time.
Yeah.
One that everybody's been asking about is Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Maybe it lands there today. The Allman Brothers and Revival, another listener pick. The Fabulous Thunderbirds, Tough Enough, Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis, Europe, and the Final Countdown. And new this morning, Small Faces, Ichiku Park. So it's just a matter of spinning that wheel, and let's see what we get. Ooh, that sounds real good.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's 2 weeks worth of waiting.
Is that what it is? Maybe we'll finally get the listener pick. Anything you want? Anything in particular you want?
Mark Cohn.
Mark Cohn? I'd like Steely Dan's FM, to tell you the truth. Well, okay. There that goes. Well. Lester Peck!
Oh,
wow! Lester Peck!
Oh, my God! How long's it been?
Oh, my God!
Wow.
It has been forever since there was a listener pick.
Wow.
And somebody, for weeks now, has been putting this song in week after week after week. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Eric Clapton and Forever Man, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
We got sad news earlier this morning. It seems that this actually happened on Monday, and the news didn't come out until late last night.
Okay.
Spencer Davis of the famed Spencer Davis Group died in Los Angeles. He was 81 years old. Oh. From what Bob Burke, who was his agent and friend, says, he went into the hospital with pneumonia. He had heart issues as well.
Okay.
And obviously the two of them at 81 years old just brought it all to an end. But some time back, before even Steve joined the show, we were doing this thing about the quest for certain rock stars, because there were people I had never spoken to, and with a lot of them, they didn't have agents anymore or managers or or a PR person, so trying to track them down was really difficult. But slowly but surely, we went through, and the one that we totally failed on was
Mick Jagger.
No, Lee Michaels.
Oh, God.
Lee Michaels, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Who had, like, fish places all over, California, crab shack kind of places.
All
and
right.
Stuff. And we were dealing with his son, who is – Lee was a wacko to begin with, and his son was just as big a wacko.
Yeah, it's
and
genetic.
We never got anywhere with that. But one of the people on the list was Spencer Davis, who was living on Catalina Island at the time. And we got him on the phone, and it went like this. Good morning, Spencer.
Morning, John. How are you?
I am well. Yourself, sir.
Oh, I'm fine.
Of course you're fine. You live on Catalina Island. How could you not be fine?
Well, it's pretty dark here. Well, the sun's just behind the hills over there. It might come out in the later on.
God, I love listening to that Welsh accent. How much touring do you do nowadays, or do you tour at all anymore?
I've had a bit of a layup, intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get back out in the middle of this year.
What year did the Spencer Davis Group actually form? When does the first record come out?
We actually got together 1963, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't call it the Spencer Davis Group at first. We called it very lengthy name, the Spencer Davis Rhythm and Blues Quartet.
I see.
That was a bit long-winded, so we shortened it, down to group.
Now, this is after the Saints, correct?
After the what?
After the Saints.
Oh. What date was that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Saints would have been before the Spencer Davis Group, correct?
Lovely phone line here. I thought you were talking about the Kinks.
No, the Kinks.
No, we were the same time. The Kinks, but the Saints. There you go.
And the main reason why I'm bringing this up, Bill Wyman has been on the show easily a half a dozen times.
Oh, all right.
I never knew that Bill Wyman's name wasn't Wyman.
Mr. Perks.
But Spencer, I've been in this for a long time, and as I said, you know, Bill's been on the show a lot. Never ever heard that he changed his name. So when that first album came out, was Steve already part of the band, or did he join later on?
Oh no, right from the get go.
Right from the get go.
83.
And what's he like? 15 years old.
He was just turning 16,
All right. I remember hearing stories, I don't know if this was true or not, that he was too small for his feet to touch the pedals on a Hammond B3. Any truth to that?
Well, it's a lovely bit of urban myth, but we used to have to hide him.
Uh-huh.
We went into some of the clubs, which were really just above the pub.
Right.
He was underage, and definitely
oh,
underage.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we used to have to bring him in through the back door.
I saw a video of you guys, I don't know, it was in a department store or something for Gimme Some Lovin'. Where was that?
There was a department store in London,
uh-huh.
And they shot that, where people are going up and down excavators and all the rest of it. Yeah, quite silly, I thought.
Was it a video that was made, or was it part of a broadcast?
It was done for television.
Uh-huh, okay.
Done for television in Europe. And you could say, yeah, it became a video.
Mm. Other than your own, do you have a favorite version of Gimme Some Lovin', maybe done by somebody else?
You're not going to believe this, but one of them was Olivia Newton-John.
Really?
You're right, I don't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought you wouldn't. But the other one was, and I got invited to the show at Universal Amphitheater, was the Blues Brothers, you know.
Sure.
John Belushi.
Right.
And I think that Joe Walsh ghosted the voice on that for them. Of course, they all got the words wrong, but nobody could ever understand Steve anyway.
Well, Spencer Davis, our guest, thank you so much, sir, for joining us, for getting up early. You know, I guess the best part about this is you do get to see a sunrise in Catalina.
Oh, yeah, it comes right through the window.
Oh, God bless you, sir. I never realized that Steve Winwood's brother, Mufflet Winwood, was in that band as well.
What was the name?
Muff Winwood.
Oh, I thought you said something, Mufflet or something like that.
Mufflet?
I heard it too.
The way you said it.
Like Mufflin.
Muff Winwood was also in the band. So Steve, it was Peter York, not Torque, Peter York, Spencer on guitar, Muff on bass, and...
Sorry, I'm thinking Torque and Muffin.
Okay. Not a bass. Torque.
Just taking
the vibration.
It down the toilet. Okay,
why not?
Fine.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.